Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. Today's episode is inspired by something really special, a post from one of our members, Baltazar. He shared a honest, heartfelt message in the community about the highs and lows of learning guitar, and I thought this is something every guitarist can learn from. And with Baltazar's permission, I've included it in this week's episode. So in this episode, we're going to talk about progress, frustration, burnout, and how to keep the joy in your playing while still moving forward. So trust me, you're going to find a lot of wisdom in what Baltazar says. Before we do dive into this week's content, though, I do have a little bit of beginner guitar community news, and that is I've released this month's Academy show. So every month I do an Academy show, we'll go through what was released the previous month in Beginner Guitar Academy, also give some member shout-outs for some members that have passed their progress checks, level assessments, who have hit guitar anniversaries, and give you a little look at what's coming up in the next month within Beginner Guitar Academy. So you can go and check that out. That is now live in the Academy. If you go over to the community section, you'll see a little banner at the top with the link. They'll take you straight there. And you also find it in the just added section as well on the main dashboard. So now we've got the news out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode, Finding Balance on Your Guitar Journey. So we're going to kick off with the dopamine rush of progress. So when you're first starting learning guitar, progress seems quick. You go from not being able to play anything to maybe strumming your first chord, maybe even playing along with a simple song, maybe getting down a cool little riff. And every time you hit one of those little milestones, your brain gives you a little shot of dopamine and it feels fantastic. That's why passing an assessment inside the academy feels so rewarding. It's not just about the certificate, it's about that rush you feel when you've worked really hard, when you've put in the practice, and you get that visible sign that you're obviously moving forward. But here's where things can get tricky. That rush can be addictive. You want it more after you feel how good it is to have it the first time. So instead of really letting the skills settle, for really letting them embed into your playing, you want to move on to the next thing. You want to just tick off the next box and move on to the next thing. Now, in the short term, it feels good. You're collecting wins, you're moving up levels, and it seems like everything's going great. But the danger is that you're not giving your brain and fingers enough time to really absorb those skills. And it's like building a house on shaky foundations. Eventually you hit a wall and suddenly the next skill or song doesn't come so easily and you just can't muscle through it. And instead of getting that dopamine hit, you get frustrated. You might even start to think, am I actually getting worse? Is this actually worth it? And this is a cycle I see all the time, exactly what Baltazar described in his post. The excitement of progress can make you speed through, but if you're not careful, it can set you up for discouragement later on down the line. So what do you do when progress slows? So when you hit that first real roadblock, maybe it's a tricky chord change, maybe it's a strum pattern, it just won't click, or maybe it's trying to get through an entire song without losing timing. Whatever it is, it feels like you've gone from flying to crawling. This is where a lot of beginners get discouraged because up till now, progress has been fast and obvious. But as you move further along, improvements start to come slower. They're smaller. They're easier to miss as well. And that could be super frustrating. And Baltazar described it perfectly. When he didn't meet his goals, frustration set in. Sometimes it didn't feel like he was getting anywhere, felt like he was getting worse. And that thought of quitting, even just for a second, starts to creep in. So here's the most important thing to know. This isn't failure. This is completely normal. In fact, it's one of the most reliable signs that you're actually learning something. Think of it like going to the gym. At first, the weights feel lighter every session and the progress is obvious. But after a few weeks, it takes longer to see results. You're still building muscle. You just don't notice it day by day. Guitar works in a very similar way. And sometimes you'll be working on something new, say maybe bar chords or scales. It can temporarily make the things you already know feel hard. That doesn't mean you're going backwards. It just means your brain is juggling new information and it hasn't all settled yet. So when progress slows, don't panic. Don't assume you're failing. Recognize it for what it actually is, and it's a plateau. And remember, plateaus are where the real growth happens. So let's now talk about some of Baltazar's breakthroughs. So what do you do when you hit these plateaus? Well, this is where Baltazar's story really shines. Instead of letting frustration win, he experimented, adjusted, and found a way forward that kept him practicing without burning out. And here's exactly what he did. So first, he gave himself more time. So instead of sticking rigidly to his original deadline, he extended his goal by a month or 6 weeks. So he was going to try and finish his assessment in a fixed amount of time. Obviously, the pressure starts coming and he realized that he needs to extend that, give himself a little bit more breathing room. So he restructured his practice. He didn't abandon the core skills that we did at Beginner Guitar Academy, the 7 essential guitar skills. Instead, he limited his time. So instead of grinding away for long, exhausting practice sessions, he limited that focused practice to just 15 minutes every other day. That's it. Short, sharp, and most importantly, sustainable. And here's where the really clever part is. He filled the rest of his guitar playing with songs from his own ultimate song list. The stuff he actually wants to play, the stuff that's quite fun, the stuff that's going to put those skills to work and actually show him that it's worth doing. And it might not be part of the curriculum, might not be part of the classes we have at Beginner Guitar. It might not count towards the final assessment. But the reason to do it is because it's fun and it connects with why you want to learn in the first place. So the shift does two really important things. First, it kept him moving forward on a structured path. And number two, it reminded him why he picked up the guitar in the first place, because he wants to play songs and his most favorite songs that were on his ultimate song list. And as he put it, it was a relief. The pressure dropped, the fun came back, and he actually found himself looking forward to playing again. It wasn't a chore, it was something that was enjoyable. And that's a breakthrough. It wasn't about giving up on structure or ignoring goals, but about finding the right balance between accountability and enjoyment. And if you think about it, it's that sweet spot we should all be aiming for. Too much structure can feel like homework, but too little structure can feel like you're wandering around aimlessly and you're not really getting anywhere. Baltazar found the middle ground where progress and joy go hand in hand. So next thing I want to talk about is mindset matters most. So one line in Baltazar's post that really stuck out, he wrote, "Quitting isn't an option, not a 73. If I hadn't quit at 29, I might be a solid guitarist by now." And that right there is pretty inspiring. So no matter your age, you still have time. The worst thing you do is quit, because every bit of practice adds up. It doesn't matter whether you're 23, 53 or 73. What matters is that you keep showing up. And Baltazar is proof that consistency and resilience are what really make the difference. Now let's talk about some takeaways for you. So what can we learn from Baltazar's experience? Let's break down into some really practical steps you can try this week. So number one, slow down your timeline. So if you've set yourself a goal, say to finish a level in 3 months, and you're finding it overwhelming, give yourself more time. Add a month, maybe even 6 weeks. This is not falling behind. This is not failing. This is adjusting your plan to fit your pace. And this will help make it more sustainable. It will help take off the pressure and help make it more fun. Now, you've probably heard me say this on the podcast before, and I say students all the time, I do not like goals like this where you set a month to do something, because you don't really have much control over how quickly you're going to learn a skill. What you do have control over is how often you're going to practice. So I like those sort of goals. So setting yourself up the goal of, I'm going to practice 5 times a week for 20 minutes. You have control over that. You do not have control over, in a week, I'm going to play all the bar chords across the neck. Because you might practice loads every day, but you might not have the technique down. You might not just be picking up as quick as other people have done it in about a week. It just doesn't work like that. So it's much better to have a goal that you are completely in control of than one that you are not. Number two takeaway here is restructure your practice. So take a page from Baltazar's book. Keep the important skills and the songs in your routine, but don't feel like you have to hammer them every single day. 15 minutes of focused practice every other day is plenty to see progress. Remember, consistency beats intensity. Number three, play for fun. Don't forget why you started learning the guitar in the first place. To play music you enjoy. Make sure your personal song list, your ultimate song list, gets time in your routine. Even if those songs aren't in the academy or in our curriculum, they matter. So keep going through them. They're going to really help keep you staying motivated. Number four, use assessments as motivation, not stress. So assessments are there to keep you accountable and show you how far you've come. It gives me the option to check in with you guys and give you some feedback. They're not a race and they're not a deadline. Think of them as checkpoints, not finish lines. Number 5, reset when needed. So if guitar ever starts to feel like a chore, hit pause, adjust your goals, and bring back the joy. Resetting is not quitting. It is smart learning. Just remember that. And number 6, remember the long game. So like Baltazar said, you still have plenty of time. Whether you're 13 or 73, progress is possible at whatever age you are, and as long as you keep going. The only real way to fail is to quit. So firstly, I just want to say a huge thank you to Baltazar for sharing his experience so openly. It takes a lot of courage to admit when things are tough, but it's how we all learn from each other. And that is the power of the community we have at Beginner Guitar Academy. It's exactly what all of us are doing. And if you listen to this right now and thinking, yep, I've been there, ask yourself, do you need to reset your goals? Do you need to give yourself permission to slow down, mix in more fun, or maybe extend the timeline? Whatever you do, don't quit. Like Baltazar said, you still have plenty of time. And guys, that is it for this episode. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to share your story, Beginner Guitar Academy members, go to the community and let me know. I'd love to hear it. If you're not a Beginner Guitar Academy member, then head over to beginnerguitaracademy.com to check us out and become part of the community. And until next week, guys, keep practicing, keep playing, and keep enjoying the journey.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.